Okay, so hi Madonna.
Hi,
Hi everybody, it's Art. So, and this is Adriana, and we are going to be doing.
and this is Sandra.
Yeah, hi. Okay, so we are in what's called eclipse season right now. And so, this is like a period of 2 weeks of really intense transformative energy. Eclipses happen every about 18 months. So, that's why it's like a unique opportunity. Eclipse is like wild card. It's we don't really know what's gonna happen, but there's a lot of transformative energy, and it particularly has to do with the sun and the moon. So there's a lot of, Madonna, I'm sure you're already thinking, like there's a lot going on with the central meridian and the governing meridian, because that's solar energy and lunar energy. The unconscious is the lunar, the conscious is the solar. So, and we know that they're connected to all of the meridians, like everything's flowing through those two major central governing vessel meridians. So, in eclipses, you have to imagine when one is blocking the other. So, we just had the first eclipse, like around Friday the 13th, actually. So, we're going into the second eclipse, which is going to be happening in a little while. Let me see. So, what I was thinking, what we could do is for the collective, I was thinking it would be a good idea to kind of balance everybody from the first eclipse all the way until the second eclipse, because eclipses also echo for months. But those 2 weeks are such a potent time where you can transform a lot. Or you can be transformed a lot, So it's like about being proactive or not proactive. So there's specific questions, and because I'm in the northern hemisphere, you're in the southern hemisphere. I'm in Italy, you're in Brizzy. So it's we have the polarities, to really affect like the whole planet. So I was thinking if we can go through each sign. And then kind of see where how the eclipses, the eclipse seasons. Eclipse season is generally impacting or any kind of stress that's coming up, and just kind of balance it out with the focus on central and meridian or anything that's coming up. So you have the first eclipse chart and the
Yes.
question that's connected to it. So we'll check, like, was the first eclipse, stressing Aries? We'll start with Aries and with Pisces, because Pisces is always the last.
I'm Pisces.
Yes. And then we'll check the coming eclipse, what's going on, just general stuff, and we'll see how as far as we can get, because I think we have like an hour, but
Yeah.
we'll just jump in there and see. And maybe we can even group it by element and just kind of, just generally, maybe we can do the elements of each sign and maybe batch it that way, but it'll be a little bit quicker if we do it that way. But what do you think?
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay. Okay, very cool. We'll be in the Northern Hemisphere, and the eclipse that's occurring on October 28th, just before Halloween, and you'll be the Southern eclipse. You'll be the Southern Hemisphere eclipse, which was the eclipse that occurred around October 13th. I think it's interesting because you're 13 and I'm 31, and so you have a already.
Yeah.
Aspetta. Freddo, tutto
No,
bene? Tutto
tutto bene,
benissimo?
tutto
Ok,
bene.
perfetto,
Mi
grazie.
dispiace solo di non capire niente.
Bene, nessun problema. Ok, bene. Allora, ok.
Do we pop in our questions yet or not? Not
No,
yet.
not yet. We're gonna surrogate the eclipse, and you're gonna also surrogate your eclipse, right?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right, so. Tieni, tieni, perfetto.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay.
You are the
Perfect.
eclipse.
All right, so let's just clear some general stress around the eclipse. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, the eclipse is a lot of stuff. So that question you have is the general theme for your side of the eclipse. Bene. Bene. checking adrenals. Okay. So yours has already happened. So is anything coming up on your side?
Yeah, so there's a hidden deep survival pattern. So I'm just going to go clear a little bit of that.
Do you want to read the question you have?
Yeah. To what degree are my actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized?
Wow.
Yeah, to what degree are my actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized?
Wow. Nice. So a hidden deep survival with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So the body wanting to hide away, there's something stuck in the rage anger spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
How many people get angry when they're being criticized, or how many people feel frustrated when they're self-censoring to avoid being criticized?
Beautiful. On my side yet, nothing's popping up because I think it hasn't happened yet. I think the collective is very much still processing the eclipse that's happened.
Yeah, okay.
So that's you're working with. So once we clear that, then we can, because it's really about being in the present, you know, this is what this is about.
Yeah, some liver anger. Yeah, so liver again, internalized rage, anger, frustration. Are there different star signs that connect to different meridians or elements?
Oh, yeah. Yes, so liver is Taurus, and Taurus is very much, you know, internally Taurus has a lot of anger. Taurus is like the volcano. You know, it'll take Taurus forever to get angry, but once it does, you can't stop it.
Right.
And that's also liver, you know, like the unprocessed anger, the, you know, the rage. It's like once that bull starts kicking in, nobody can stop it. But it takes forever for it to happen.
Yeah, there's some fire element then, small intestine energy with real discouragement. You know, here on the weekend, we had our big election on the 14th, which was to change our constitution. And Australia
okay.
unreservedly said no. In fact, it was
okay.
a really wonderful result. Because the only place in Australia that was a yes was Canberra, which was the elite politicians. They're the only place that actually had 60% wanting to change it.
Wow, interesting.
So Australia really said, I don't think so.
Okay, Aries is okay.
Okay, and there's something going on in the reticular activating system, which is to
okay.
do with what hormones we release when something new is happening. So we're talking about the past eclipse, but it's sort of the body decides what hormones to release with what's going on. So it decides whether or not something is a good thing or something is a bad thing.
Right. That's exactly fitting in right with the theme of is it good or is it bad? And that's often a question. What is good? What is bad? What should I release? What should I hold on to? Especially with dealing with toxic relationships and toxic, you know, attachments to persons or places or things, or what do I need to let go of? I'm afraid to let go of. I'm afraid to move forward. It's very interesting how the I can't get a clear reading yet on what's coming until we've kind of cleared what's happened.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
So there's some, so once again, in relation to what degree are my actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized, one of the things is going and hiding away. It's like the loneliness or the isolation points, you know, so wanting to hide away because of vigilance, you know, so I don't want to be seen, I don't want to be heard, I don't want to be felt, so going and hiding away.
Wow, what are the isolation points?
Large intestine 20, that's not quite it, but that's how I'm interpreting it within this question.
Oh, yeah.
But it is.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of this one as the boys going into their cave and the girls going
yeah.
into doing some cooking,
Yeah. That would make sense with what you said about the self-censorship. Like I hide, I censor myself, and that it's unfortunate because we need to hear, but as with all things, it can be taken out of context, but we need to hear, everyone needs to express themselves because everyone has a message.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we give messages to people all the time. Just checking some general stuff here. Okay, good. So we're holding the space to get into the present.
Okay, so that layer's clear, Arik.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, good. All right, so let's see, can we move forward? Okay, so what we should do is let's start with Aries, which rules over the head. Okay, so we'll just like your, so in relation, like the, in relation to this eclipse, checking for Aries, and then of course that's interior deltoid. Okay, so yeah, there I have it. So I have stress. Aries has stress coming up with the eclipse that's occurring on October 28th, like exactly. And it's very interesting because Aries will be having what's called the North Node, which is the point of the eclipse in Aries, also Chiron's in Aries. And for the eclipse that's coming up, the question is, in which situations do I pass on my experiences? So I think it's very apropos, like with, did you check Aries on your eclipse, on your side?
Yeah, it's unlocking.
Yeah, perfect. So it would make sense, like, your question is, where do I avoid being criticized?
Yes.
Right? And so mine is, where do I pass on the experiences? So Aries is totally having a thing with that. So that's gallbladder meridian. So we can go right into that.
Cool.
We check, obviously, but this is usually my gallbladder already went out here. So let's see what we can do with that. So gallbladder, Aries, yeah, so this is, it can't hold. All right, so what do we need to do? And your side's also going out.
Yeah, and we've got a heart energy going on, heart meridian.
Yeah, not to be like an astrological nerd, but I can't help it. But this is really profound because this is exactly where the eclipse is occurring, like with this node energy. So I'm not surprised that Aries is really feeling it. Aries is a fire sign. Freedom is important to Aries. Okay, so let's see what we're going with. Okay, so I have some crown chakra stuff going on. All right. So we have, oh, it makes sense because Aries rules over the head. Crown chakra is just on the head. Okay, so there's a projection, imbalance on our side. Okay, so let's see. Okay, well, this is very interesting. There's a lack of projection with the crown chakra. Wow. I mean, I don't want to get all, you know, but I just can't help it. But in the past 2-3 years, the crown chakra has been the main target. You know, if you sever that crown chakra, you have no connection to the divine. You have no connection to the source. And you're just, you know, and what are we doing? We're looking down. We're looking down all the time into our screens, into our phones, always looking, not really like looking up or, you know, staying connected. Without that connection, we don't have guidance. We just do what we're told to do. And then we pass on our experiences. So let's see what we can do about that.
Yeah. Today I heard them described as black mirrors.
There you go. That's right. Have you seen Black Mirror?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so scary. You have to watch it. I mean, it's really intense. Yeah. I have to go piano piano, like really slow with this show. It's really intense. It's on Netflix, I think. So I'm just balancing the ground. All right, let's see. And you know, the gallbladder meridian or the Aries meridian really runs through that head. You know, it's like going back and forth, you know, on all sides, like how the pathway is running
Yeah,
through.
it's big. No, still
And
something.
Aries is the ram, you know, Aries is always going head first into things. And okay, so we're just balancing that for all Aries worldwide.
That's all Aries worldwide.
Beautiful. No. No, not yet. I have to go up here. Can you see me? Yeah. So that's, you know, of course, sphenoid bone. No, it's base chakra, excuse me. Crown chakra is
Palatine and thymus gland.
it's
So
palatine. Oh,
tongue on the roof
interesting.
of your mouth and relax.
I'm also gonna put in pituitary in that
Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm gonna put pituitary because you know, with the sleep issues, I'm just gonna also check the adrenals. No, we're okay with this. But not the pituitary, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Pineal.
The pineal gland. The pineal, as we know, is a light sensitive organ. And if it's or gland, you know, if it's being triggered, like I was talking with the screens, the light energy, it can throw off our circadian rhythms,
Yes.
you know? And so light, you know, there's light and then there's light. Aurelia always talks about this like fake darkness, like where it's, you know, because being in true darkness, like if you're in a cave, for example, that's really dark. But there's also, like you said, with this black mirror, there's like this artificial darkness that sometimes occurs where we think we're in the dark, but we're not. It's trippy. It's really.
And these days, everywhere you walk around the house, there's a blue light or a red light or a something. You know, there's always like a glow.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we need to activate our inner glow.
Yeah.
And Aries is the leader, so also.
Awesome, Aries.
And I'm just gonna, I like to check the base chakra when I work with the root, with the crown, because you know they're connected. It's probably why I was going into sphenoid. Very interesting. Okay. So,
Love the sphenoid.
yeah, me too. And it's very interesting also because in astrology, the nodes. The south node is just below the feet because the south node, which what you're working with, represents where we're coming from as a collective. The north node is just above the head and it represents where we're going.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So in order, like, but the south node is also what we need to release and also what we've mastered. So you're working on this afraid of being criticized, this part, and I'm working on don't pass on those experiences. I mean, it's so important that we see the opportunities and we take them as they come. You know, every year, Aurelia and I, we watched this one movie called Defending Your Life, like right around the equinox. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's from the 90s. I love 90s. So it's a movie with Meryl Streep and Albert Brooks, but from the 90s, okay? Really good movie where he dies and he has to go and he has to defend his life. Okay, really good movie, very interesting, very apropos to like that process of transition and transformation. In the very end, like his lawyer, like his defendant angel, tells him, "Look for the opportunities as they come." Like right before he reincarnates, you know, he's like, "Take the opportunities as they come," because it's basically about not being afraid, taking the opportunities and doing it. And this is exactly what this is about. And it's like, you do not want to pass on these opportunities because we're all here for a reason and we all need to fulfill what it is that we're here to do. And that's very much connected with this north node. So I just balanced it.
Yeah.
Very good. We got it. Okay, so Aries, we're good with that. How are you on your side?
Oh, Aries is either balanced or in second stage stress.
Okay, I'm gonna see if I can go through next with Taurus.
No, we're
Okay.
balanced. Okay, so what do we use for Taurus?
Okay, Taurus, we're using liver meridian, like we said. So you can check that. So we're gonna go like this, and okay, we're okay. It's very interesting because the full moon will be in Taurus. So we're okay with that. Taurus seems to be kind of resilient with these things. But let me check. I want to check second stage stress, actually. Okay, so.
Yeah, when is a muscle test not when it's yes. When is a muscle
Yeah.
test not a muscle test? Yeah.
Yeah, we're in stage stress. All right. Okay.
And amygdala's got, so only one out of four of my muscle tests for liver showed up, and it was the one to do with hormonal activity, actually. So, and we're using a lot of hormones to just get through everything at the moment. But the two amygdala points are the pleasure reward centers being switched off, connected with frustration, rage, and anger. So the double whammy.
I have it also on my side. Yeah, I have 2 points on my side as well. Very interesting. We're just balancing that So Taurus is very much like, into comfort, sensuality, security. Things need to make sense, be practical. This is a very transformative time for Taurus. There's one word you cannot say to a Taurus, and that is change. Taurus doesn't like volunteering going into change. It likes to really stay. You have to think it's like that earth sign. It really wants to stay put. Like, and if you think like the liver, it processes, I don't know how many quarts of blood per minute, but it's like it's a lot.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of change and transformation going on
Yeah, the liver
inherently
is
with.
the wood element, so it, yeah, it's
There you go. It wants to root in. So yeah, let's just check that. So
this.
beautiful. We got it.
Taurus is happy.
Yeah, Taurus is happy. So it's a big growth period for Taurus. So we're get the next one we can go to when you're ready is Gemini. So that's lung,
Oh,
air,
beautiful.
lung.
No, of course. Okay.
I'm just putting in the alarm points for lung, like Gemini, and then I'm going to do the test. So like this up here, like this. Danny, Bennett.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we also have
I'm not
second
very
stage stress.
happy over here. Diaphragm
Beautiful.
or the anterior serratus.
Diaphragm, wow, yeah. That's
Sort of
something
like
that,
the Earth's air, the Earth's oxygen, the yeah.
that makes a lot of sense because the thing is with Gemini is that even though it's an air sign, it has so much emotional capacity that it doesn't even know what to do with it. And that's diaphragm, a lot of emotions in the diaphragm. So we don't have an issue with the question. But
Oh, we do.
we have an issue with some kind of attitude.
Almost, to what degree are my actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized? Well, lung's about grief, guilt, regret, isn't it? So we don't want to be criticized for making the wrong decisions. So that just freezes and destabilizes people so they don't make any decisions.
Right.
And if you've
And
got a lot of regret in the past, then how are you going to make another decision and move forward?
And Gemini over here has an issue with like, how do I actually go about passing on the experiences? So that's very interesting. Like, I just have to ask and check. I don't want to speculate. Yeah, it's almost like this being flaky, being flighty, like not really committing to the what is the experience and really diving into it, really committing. So yeah. Just pull this up here.
Yeah, and once mantra. Again, that big suppressed lung energy wants to shut down, like when it's stressed, it's shutting down its openness. Doesn't want to be open because when it's open, it gets hurt.
Well, it's really, yeah, it's really interesting because with the lung meridian, all the energy first, like the chi in the atmosphere, like you said so beautifully, it goes in first to the lung meridian. And then from there, it cascades to the other meridians as well. Like a lot of that, what we're breathing in, it first goes into the lung meridian. I think on the, for the men, it's the left. For the women, I think it's the right, but I can't be 100% sure. And then it cascades to the other pathways from there. So if we have a blockage there, it's almost like we're all suffocating, because the thing is, we all have these different signs within each and every one of us. Oh, sorry. So yeah, it's about that grief, suffocation.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need
jealousy and
a couple of tuning forks. So the combination of lung and kidney.
Yeah, okay, no.
Yeah, lungs, mother energy to kidney.
Beautiful.
Yeah, both meridians. Okay.
On my side, it's jealousy plays no part in any of my relationships. And that's going out. So, psychological reversal. Yep. Okay. Can, will, believe, trust. Think. So Gemini is I think it's better to keep this problem. Yep. I think it's better to let go of this problem. Yeah. Okay. So jealousy in relationships. Jealousy is the ultimate way to obstruct and destroy your goals. Because the higher vibration of jealousy is all accomplishing wisdom, like in the Buddhist teachings.
So by conquering jealousy, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Specifically in relationships. Because let's face it, relationships are a really big part of, you know, our experience here on planet Earth.
I had a, about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, my hubby and I were doing dance lessons. And for the first night we were ever doing close dance lessons, as opposed to, you know, the box step and all sorts of things, he had this slinky, cheeky babe being his instructor, and I had, you know, good-looking guy being my dance instructor, and I kept my eye on him the whole night. And by the time we were in the car driving home, I could barely speak to him because of my green eye. It was the most bizarre thing. And this was after like 20 years of marriage, you know. And so I booked in with my kinesiologist the next day, and I said, "This is what happened." He just laughed at me. He said, "You bloody women, you're the cause of every relationship breakup known to men."
Beautiful.
And I said, "Don't laugh, help fix me."
Well, that's more generous than me. I mean, we also about 10 years ago, Aurelia and I, we were doing dance lessons, and I didn't even share her.
Well, this was after about a year of lessons or something. We had not danced with anyone else. So that's also
beautiful. Okay.
Okay, so happy.
Yeah, I'm checking now on my side. Oh, beautiful. 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 Okay, good, good, good. We're good with the Gemini, with the Bene. Slapa, with the Bene. Allora, so now we do cancer o cancro, quindi cancro. Okay, so let's just check what's going on with cancer. So that's stomach. Stomach. There's a lot of stomach stuff going on. Yeah, exactly.
Negatory.
Yep, second stage stress. Well, right into second stage stress. It's almost like the signs are all trying their best
Hide.
to appear like they are,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
really inside it's not holding, you
Yeah, so
know?
it's and from this perspective, it's discontent. Like there's some massive discontent.
Yes. So let's just check. I am content.
Oh.
Sono contento. Contenta. No, yeah, there's a discontentment going on. Okay. In which situations do I pass on my experiences? Oh, and this can also, what's coming up is like this regret, like, oh, I wish I would have talked to this person, or I wish I would have showed up, or I didn't cancel this, or that I would have, what should have, would have, could have, you
Yeah.
know. And not situations where it's different, like if, like for example, this morning I had an appointment. I had to go change the tires on the car, but there was a big truck in front of my parking spot. I couldn't get out, you know?
And I've
So
seen
that made,
the car
yeah,
park.
exactly. Yeah. It's not like we have the biggest, streets in Italy. Like,
Yeah.
it's like you have to get the whole village to
I was
move the
watching the
car.
park thinking, I don't know why I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, there's it's so interesting because that's a situation. Okay, that's, you could say that's out of my control, like I couldn't really do anything. I had to correct the situation. But then there's also situations where maybe like you have this opportunity and you know that you should say something or do something and you don't. That's very different than like I can't move my car versus I can move my car but I won't.
Yes.
So it's kind of like this can, and every I can't is actually a I won't,
Yeah.
kind of like the deep or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's this discontentment, and that's affecting the stomach is receiving the food, it's receiving the energy. So it's kind of like that cauldron where we're getting the energy. So cancers, you guys, take those opportunities. Don't be afraid. I'm just going to check the corpus callosum that. Oh, no, absolutely nothing. Okay.
Even
Yeah.
not now. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fun to be a human.
Right. And it's safe to be human.
It is safe to be a human. Yeah, let's see if we believe that, humans.
Cancer always wants safety, It's safe to be human. No, absolutely not. Nothing. Okay, so.
Negatory in
Right.
well. Safe to be a human. It's fun to be a human.
So I'm just gonna, I think I'm just gonna flush the meridian. Or first, I'm gonna just hit some of the nerve lymphatic points. The cancer, because it's a water sign, is very sensitive to like the lymph system, like the lymphatic points. Also pushing on those lymph nodes, getting like lymphatic massage, detox, sitting in water, taking baths, doing like thermal healing, all of these things. Also eating good food. So if you're cancer, when you're eating, if you're feeling a little bit nauseous or something, just when you're eating, say to yourself, I am content, I am content, I am content. Just going to kind of push on some of those. Because the only way you can get that lymphatic system moving is with massage or exercise. It
Yeah.
doesn't really pump itself. So it can
Deep breathing activates it. You know, there are some, you know, Wim Hof actually, yeah.
Good, good, good. Yeah.
But it has to be real abdominal belly, you know, breathing.
Right.
Activate some lymphs. Yeah, she goes, oh, okay, if you have to.
Yeah. And also drinking lots of water is also good for the lymphatic system. Charging your water.
Yeah, structured water. Yeah.
And you know, it's also very good to, I mean, we're just spitting all the little tips out, but it's very good, like, you can charge your water with intentions, things that you want to accomplish, and if you draw a blank, always good to just kind of charge it with love, the energy, forgiveness, compassion. Just hold it in your right hand, you know, put love into it and drink it. It's going to be very, for all the water signs, really. So that's Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. Okay, so let's just check. So let's just flush that meridian. Stomach. Okay. Other side. Beautiful. All right, so let's check Cancer.
Yep, we're balanced.
Yep, I'm content.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yes.
Beautiful, we're good. After you check a second stage stress and it's clear, do you go back and check normal or do you just...
Sometimes.
Okay, next is Leo. So that's fire sign. That's the yellow bugger on your chart. And that's the heart, Leo, the heart of the lion, you know. So we're just going to check subscapularis. So, niente, oh, to the... Cosa? Sempre with that. Adesso. Ah, okay. Adriana felt like something like really bad when I was testing the subscapularis. Like, or no, what was it called? The Leo. Yeah, that's right. And so that's, I always take this into consideration. Like, if you can't even get into the position or if there's a pain getting into the position, there's something there.
Yeah.
Okay. Vale. Okay. Poco? No. Interesting. So that's heart energy. Okay. So let's see what we can do. So Leo's ruled by the sun. So that's very much impacting the Leo's. My goodness. It's starting to get hot. Just a second.
You too.
Okay, so this qua così sì, esatto, questo punto, grazie. Okay, I'm just doing neurovasculars on the for the heart meridian.
And our heart was locking, but we did the triplet before with the heart chakra, the sternum, and the lacrimal bones.
Beautiful.
So that was balanced, but then I asked if there was any more and celestial circuit came up on the masculine side.
So that is beautiful because, like I said, the governing and central vessels are completely whacked in these 2 weeks. Like,
right.
We have to, like, we have to do that exercise you talked about, like every day, every sign. Sit in lotus, hands at the base chakra, tongue at the roof of the mouth, you know, breathe in and out, seal those celestial circuits, like especially during eclipse season all the time.
Yeah.
Let's just check this. Yeah, celestial circuits out. So it's on the left side here.
Ah, you're the feminine side, we're the masculine side. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's in the past. About 5 meters on the like on the head domain, like so it's like up like for us now it's in the earth, so to speak, but it's about 5 meters behind on the earth on the head level. So this is like being stuck in the past, like with some mental thoughts, like it's throwing up the celestial circuit. Once again, probably thinking about the situations that the Leos have passed on. So I'm just gonna bring it. Because this is really like we want to be present. We want to be present. And the test for also one of the mantras for Leo is I have forgiveness in my heart.
I have forgiveness in my heart.
Have forgiveness in my heart.
Hello, that unlocked it. Calm down.
Danny. Danny.
Not just you. Go to bed with forgiveness, wake up with gratitude.
Okay, we're good here. I love that celestial circuit.
So good.
Like the elephant. Yeah. Just. Okay. Grazie. Sì, grazie, grazie.
Yeah. You have to
Bene,
get balanced.
okay, next is Virgo. Virginie. Allora, and this is small intestine. So you can say there, I'm jumping with joy.
I am jumping with joy.
Here's good. Let's just check in which situations do I pass on my experiences and how do I go about it? Oh yeah. I love it. Look. Okay,
Yeah.
only on the left side. Interesting. Okay.
Actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized.
Okay. My Virgo amygdala went out.
You blew
Yeah, we just blew the Virgo amygdala because it's almost like overanalyzing, overthinking. How could it have been better? Like wait, almost waiting for that perfect situation that's just never gonna come
Yeah.
because you make it perfect.
Yeah. Whereas we blew
The
the
perfect.
chakra and the base chakra.
There you go. The
But not wanting to
perfection.
be criticized, holding it in, self-censoring, and not feeling safe and grounded to speak your truth.
And also, I feel that it's like the perfection only occurs once you participate. Like it's waiting for you to join in order for it to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be perfect without you. That's why you don't see it as perfect. You need to
Join the
be,
journey.
yeah, you need to join in order for it to be perfect. Beautiful. Venus is currently transiting. This is just extra information. Venus is currently transiting through Virgo. So it's like, you know, beauty is in the details. Also, not being like nitpicky with how things are. Once again, saying that you need to put your love into the situation in order for it to be perfect. We're not here to be perfect, we're here to perfect that process, that journey. We have to contribute. Beautiful. Good. The amygdala is good on the Virgo, which is very important because Virgo needs that amygdala, man. Just checking the, oh, checking the adrenals. Okay, but the adrenals
Fluorescence.
are wiped. Yeah, I need something else. Let's see what else is going on here. Okay, so we have, I have to do a 24 combo.
Oh, which tuning forks?
So we're going with small intestine and triple heater.
Very nice.
Let's see if I need to like know any more information with that. No, I'm just gonna ding them. Okay. How many times? Two. All right. Oh. That.
Eclipse is about a spiritual death or a spiritual birth.
Pardon? Say that again. I was getting a call.
Are eclipses about a spiritual death or a spiritual birth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. Letting go and starting something new.
Right. So light and flower essence enables us to bond firmly once more with the universe and all that it contains.
Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, we're doing like a whole balancing for the whole zodiac. I mean, this is monumental for the whole universe.
Where are we again?
Virgo.
Okay, thank you. Virgo's
Small intestine.
beautiful.
Small intestine. Let's check. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, my Virgo's happy.
Yeah, mine too.
Next is going to be Libra, air sign kidney. So let's go into that psoas, or let's check in to see which situations do I pass on my experiences.
What degree of actions motivated my desire to avoid being criticized?
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Okay, we're good here.
We're good here. Interesting.
Okay, here we have first stage stress, only on the right side.
What action do I need to counterweight this motivation? What action do I need to counterweight this motivation?
Kidney is an air sign. Going to put the iliacus and the trapezius. Okay, so what are we doing? It wants Libra essential oil blend spray. So I'm just going to spray it in the aura. Beautiful. I'm going to put it on the table as well. Beautiful and beautiful. Oh, yeah, very good. So that first stage stress was cleared pretty easily.
Yeah, we're happy here.
Okay, so we can. So Libra, it's good, nice and balanced. I mean, we're currently in Libra season, so they have that extra boost of energy.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Libras! And then next is Scorpio, which is the next season. It begins on Monday. And right then and there we have that's Scorpio, large intestine energy. So Scorpio, we talked a little bit about this when you were here, but Scorpio is like this energy of control and power, mysticism, sometimes manipulation, self-destruction can be at times. So if it feels that it's passing on experiences, it'll never forget it. Yeah, that's right. You want to check those. Okay, so let's
The
just go
fasciolata was happy, but quadratus lumborum was not.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me check mine. See. Okay. Bennett.
And of course, Scorpios don't even they don't even acknowledge they've been criticized. My mum used to always say, take every criticism as a compliment.
Right. Or as
Even when she was
information.
being criticized, she would take it as a positive.
Yes, well said. You're taking that information to how can I use it
So strong and manipulative because of their egos?
Yes. They like control. So Scorpio is also linked in with the reproductive organs. So it's just also a lot of regenerative energy.
Oh, ninth chakra. So that's the one
Yeah.
that's to do with the nasal bones, the pancreas, and also connection to guides, angelic ancestors, masters. Okay. So.
Nice. I have a third eye chakra, which has to do with vision, projections, a lot of judgment. Very interesting. Go for it.
Yeah, right. Third stage stress of the ninth chakra.
Me too, of the third
Maybe that
chakra.
strong ego keeps them really grounded on earth. No, they're a water sign, aren't they?
They're a water sign, but the internal energy of Scorpio is fire. So you have to
Right.
imagine it's like boiling hot soup or something. It's like inside it's this fire, like you have to think like of a hot spring, It's like underneath is this fire and it's bubbling up. It at the right temperature, it's very healing, but it can also scorch you.
Yeah.
The ego, like the Scorpio needs to transform. The Scorpio, like the thing is about Scorpio is like it demands 100% honesty. If you try to manipulate Scorpio, it's gonna sting you, So it doesn't work. But I have a third eye imbalance, but I'm trying to figure out which one it is. So it's okay, so it has to do with entanglement. There's a little bit of an entanglement situation going on with the third eye. So what does it have to do with the chart? So this is only in relation to the eclipse, you guys. Like for me, what we're doing is the eclipse, the second eclipse on October 28th. Madonna's working on the first eclipse from October like
Putting.
the 15th. Yeah, the third, yeah, 13th, 14th,
Right over the
15th. Beautiful. So what's coming up here is like a lot to do with home, family, emotions, where we're coming from, where you're going, family obligations and duties, and how it sometimes opposes like what it is you what you want to do. So there's like some judgment entanglement getting stuck in there. So I'm gonna check and see if I have a third eye chakra. Let me see a blend. I think I have it here.
Angel sword flower essence is showing up. That's for cutting ties to negative energy, for negative entities, for people who are no longer serving us.
Beautiful.
It's about attaining truth, be get more clearly being able to discern truth. Cutting any and all pain cords no longer serving me. I choose to discern the truth. Choose.
Beautiful.
Drops, big chunky dose.
Well, it's a lot of Scorpios.
Yeah.
I wanted to like calculate, because if you think there's 8 billion people in the world, if you say, I don't think people are born in one month more than another. I think maybe it's probably well divided. I would be curious to see if there's like a study, but I would think it would be like equal amounts of every sign for every like the whole planet. But
Yeah.
I was always curious to see if to kind of If that's possible.
And I would be curious to know if there's particular star signs that are linked in with different jobs, or, are there more doctors in one sign than another?
Oh,
Are there
yes.
more scientists in one sign than another? Are there more healers in one sign than
Yeah.
another?
Yeah, I 100%. There's different professions are ruled by different signs. A lot of water signs tend to go into healing, for example. So that's Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Yeah, they go into healing, taking care, bringing this healing energy to people. A lot of fire signs go into entertainment. I know just from working with people in Hollywood, like a lot of Leos tend to be singers or actors, or if you have different professions for different signs, 100%. And then you also have to consider you have the moon sign, which is like how you are on the inside, and the rising sign, which is what you present. So there's it gets quite intricate.
That Scorpio energy. Do you need some water?
Beautiful.
Holding on to the edges of the table. And hold out for
Beautiful.
me. And hold out. Beautiful.
Scorpio
Scorpio's happy.
very happy. So next is Sagittarius, which is a fire sign after Scorpio, and this is circ sex, adrenals, the whole circuit there. So let's just go in and check and see,
Wooshka.
in
No.
Which situations do I pass on my experience? How do I go about it? So we're gonna canny? No. Okay,
What degree are my actions motivated by my desire to be being criticized?
we're
Sadly,
in second.
they don't like being criticized. Little darlings, soft hearts.
No. Sagittarius says shoot first, ask never. It's like so I have heart chakra stuff going on here, which is interesting because the planet that rules over Sagittarius is Jupiter, which is growth and blessings, generosity, but also
Whereas we're either side of it, we're throat and solar plexus.
very interesting. Wow, so nice. So we have to deal with solar plexus and throat things, which is Sun and Venus, in order to prepare for what's coming, which is the heart, which is Jupiter. Very interesting.
Tuning forks for the planets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah, it's coming up. Good idea, Madonna. Thank you. All right, so let's see. So Jupiter is, okay, the largest planet in our solar system, which tells us there's a lot of capacity for generosity and blessings and growth. And there's also a big storm on the planet, Jupiter. So it's like being, weathering the storm, knowing that it's going to pass, knowing that whatever we're going through, we can either make it a repetition of what was, or we can use it as a situation to change and transform and spiral up rather than stay stuck or, God forbid, spiral down. So I'm just using a Jupiter tuning fork on the Jupiter chakra, aka the heart chakra. So the heart chakra is in tune with the transits of Jupiter, the frequencies of Jupiter, which is a metaphysical frequency, a frequency that we feel here. We feel all the frequencies and more man-made and natural frequencies. We feel them all. Okay, I'm gonna do this on the table.
Well, what's that? So Sagittarius, low serotonin.
Wow. Oh, yeah, neurotransmitters. Okay, my heart chakra is okay. My Sagittarius heart chakra is good. That's the thing about Sagittarius, very resilient. Can pick up, no problem, not really wallowing, holding on to things.
Okay. What degree are my actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized?
My Sag is good. Very good. Next is going to be Capricorn, Capricorno. And this is spleen, pancreas energy. So immune system stuff we can check. Which situations do I pass on my experiences? Capricorn is also denti, like the teeth and the bones, hair, capelli. It's like it's a lot of Capricorn's a lot. So let's check. Danny? Okay, second stage stress. And first stage stress. Wow, I have a first stage stress on one side and a second stage stress on another.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Has that ever happened to you?
I have never checked for first and second and third on either side.
That's me neither. Interesting. Wow. Okay, so which situations do I pass on my experiences and how do I go about it? Very interesting. Okay, well, I need more information about this because that's never happened to me. I would suspect it's probably a lot of stress on both sides, but one side is weathering it.
And is one about feminine and one about masculine, or one about the past and one about the future, or?
Yeah. So the right side is first stage, the left side is second stage. So yeah, it's very interesting. Like the feminine and the masculine. Yeah, so it could be like the masculine is. Yeah, I don't want to speculate. I just want to check.
Interesting. Yeah, so I've got a deep survival pattern and the subcolossal gyrus energy, which is about that spectrum of anger to, you know, wallowing in the corner, you know, that big spectrum. So it's
right.
Stuck in there because of low serotonin. Blowing the throat chakra again. So once again, that whole criticism question, you know, what do we do?
Beautiful.
So I might check the integration areas just for fun.
What's coming up on my side with Capricorn is the urinary system. So it's kind of like this emptying out. It's very interesting because the internal energy of Capricorn is water. So it's like that internal water, like very interesting.
Yeah, and this is like a discombobulated ability to take in information, break it down, process it, and store it in the correct areas of the brain. So I wonder what's going on planetarily wise.
So the planet Pluto is leaving Capricorn, and Pluto takes it takes 240 years to make a whole return. So you can imagine how long that takes. So Pluto has been in Capricorn since like about 2008 or like for a long time. So you can imagine Pluto leaving that sign is like a big shift in the collective Capricorn. Now it's moving into Aquarius. Plutonian Aquarius is going to be like a lot of transformation. But it's almost like Capricorn will be able to lighten up a little bit. You know, what's coming up is for on my side is the oxygenation levels inside of the urinary system.
Right.
Do
so
you
the
have
combination
any...
of air and water energy. So
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
I mean, if we're getting infections and stuff, and, you know, if like even all of the emotional gear we're talking about, it takes hold with people like an infection. Everything's, you know, it's
right. Right.
It's contagious. Behavior is contagious. Anger is contagious. Frustration is contagious.
Beautiful. And that's the thing about Capricorn. They put up a wall, but inside they're very sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, but they put up that wall and they can be as contaminated as like, you know, a water sign can, you know, because water, like the, you know, things water tends to absorb and it's very obvious. But the Capricorn, it's like I have the wall, but inside I'm a sponge. You
Yeah.
know? And so it's very much susceptible to being contaminated like that. And so you need the oxygenation also for the energy levels, I would think. So it's almost like there's this heaviness that needs to be enlightened. And so let's just check the root chakra. It's okay. And the celestial circuit's out. So that's all right. So. And it's on the left where we have the second stage stress. So once again, lots of solar lunar energy, solar lunar confusion.
Is that 12th
You know,
chakra?
releasing when you should.
It's I am. Okay, so cosmic governance, God consciousness, the I am. Okay, so where are we, Capricorn? Am.
Capricorn tends to believe in the material only, like by default. So it needs to put an extra effort to know that there's more than what you know what seems to be. Okay. Bene. Molto
Yeah.
bene.
And moving forward, for those people who aren't don't have a lot of spirituality going on in their life, it's going to be really weird moving forwards.
100%.
Small things come to light. Yeah.
2024 is not going to be a happy place for people who are not aware of the divine or at least making the effort to connect. You know, it's not going to be a happy place. It's so we have to meditate, you know, really get in touch, connect with the divine, do what we can, what on whatever capacity
Yeah.
you can. It's very important because there's a split going on collectively. And it's very important. I will soon have a forecast out. I'm doing a meditation for the eclipse that's coming up. So that's going to be good. And also for Scorpio season, where we're starting online. So my Capricorn's happy. I'm going to go into Aquarius.
Yep.
What you going to No, Benny. Okay. Okay, Benny. Sì, vero? A piedi? Macchina qua. Okay. How's your Capricorn?
Done.
Okay, so let's go into Aquarius, which is triple warmer energy.
Ah,
You know,
nice.
thyroid.
Ecco.
Adesso faccio acquario.
Perché pensavo che sei tutta
Sì,
in cosa
bene.
dire?
Sì, esatto.
Mi dispiaceva.
Oh, I was thinking.
Fino alla fine.
See, let's check. Health is good. Okay, so Pluto, like I said, Pluto's going into Aquarius. It's going to be a huge shift for Aquarius. I mean, mamma mia, like big shift, especially if you're born at more at the beginning of Aquarius. It's like total upgrade stuff going on here, like really big, like huge thing. So that's thyroid. We know a lot of thyroid stuff's going on. You've talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
Aquarius is very sensitive to the electromagnetic energies.
Oh man, our thyroids are like a big sponge.
Yes. So
Not
there's a
just
lot of
fluoride and
thyroid.
chlorine in our water, but so many viruses and yeah, the electromagnetic energy with all the G's, Wi-Fi, and we're bathing in it. We need to upgrade.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
And With the passing on the experiences, it's kind of like with Aquarius, it's sometimes not present enough to really take them, you know, or might think, oh, I don't need that, or it'll come again. And that's just not always true. You'll never have the same situation appear twice. It might be the opportunity comes, but it's going to be in a different situation. So, like for example, if you just take a balancing, you can never repeat a balancing.
No.
Every balancing will always be different. Always. Even if you did the same thing, it would
Yes.
still be different, right? I
Absolutely.
mean, even, you know, so it's very interesting when you consider that. So it's like sometimes Aquarius can be a little bit like arrogant, thinks it's very special, which it is, but need to know that it's take the opportunities as they arise, like everybody else. I'm just flushing the Aquarius meridian. Yeah, there's a lot of electromagnetic static in here. I need to clear out some of the electromagnetic energy. It's stuck in the Aquarius. I hope I have my, I have a electromagnetic spray. Let's see. Or yeah. I'm just going to kind of reset this a little bit. Do a complete aura cleansing with the Aquarius. So, I'm just putting like an orb of light to the hand, and we're just going to clear up the aura. Central brain, left eye, right nostril, mouth, throat, right arm, left arm, torso, reproductive organs, right leg, left leg, and then the feet.
Where are we, Aquarius? Needed some grapefruit.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's check. In which situation do I pass on my experiences? How do I go about it? Okay, we're good here.
Yeah, we're good here too, Arik.
Okay, so last but not least, we have Pisces, which is bladder. Yep, there you go. You're Pisces.
Yeah.
So, and that's a lot. Pisces is ruling over the feet. So, also the way we've done this, I don't know if you've noticed, but Aries starts with the head, Taurus is the throat, Gemini is lungs and arms, Cancer is stomach, Virgo is abdomen, Libra is kidneys, also skin, Scorpio is reproductive, Sagittarius is hips, thighs, Capricorn is knees, bones, other things. Aquarius also rules over the calves, and Pisces rules over the feet. So it really works from head to toe how we did this now. Like, and I mean, it's really amazing. We did like a collective balance for all signs using the cosmic body. So I'm just going to stack in the feet, also Pisces energy. In which situations do I pass on my experiences? And we're going to just check some bladder stuff. Okay, so yep, I have. Yep, this is, there's nothing. So, Pisces, standing on your own two feet, standing up, you know, having the backbone, really not getting the cold feet, taking the opportunities as they come, following your innate guidance. Saturn is moving into Pisces. It's going to be a very big learning lesson, like a whole year of lessons and learning and new worlds opening up for Pisces. Pisces is also the point of spirituality. Pisces, because it's the last sign, it has all the experience of all the other signs, and it knows that you need ego, but ego is not the way. You know, you need to use the ego, not the ego use you. Pisces just gets it. Pisces knows that. So it's about really sharing the wisdom, you know, understanding, creating new worlds this year, also with this eclipse season. So that would be one way to go about not passing on experiences. So let's just check and see what's going on with some of that feed stuff. Anything, what's going on your side?
So it's in second stage stress. So overworking, definitely doesn't like being criticized. there's some frustration, rage, and anger blowing the base chakra.
Wow, okay. Yeah, chakra. Our chakras are okay. I'm just going to check all the meridians. So bladder. So Pisces obviously is up, but then there's a cross-reference. So central, conscious brain stuff.
And then again, after the frustration, the guilt sets in. So then the pleasure reward center is switched off. So that blows the base chakra again. Delightful guilt cycle. What degree are my actions motivated by my desire to avoid being criticized?
We have a blown out pleasure reward center with the situations that have been passed on.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check the gates in relation to this.
Ah, good thinking.
You know? Yeah, and there's a gate issue. Let's see. So like all the meridians end in the feet. You know, everything is ending in the feet. Everything's there. So it's a good way to wrap this up. Self node. So this is like, again, the self node, which is just below the feet, and the north node is just above. So it's that polarization. I think what we're going to do after this is we're going to ding central governing tuning forks, just to, you know, complete the balance.
Beautiful.
How's your Pisces?
Beautiful.
Yeah, mine too. Okay, so Pisces, let me just check. Situations are good. Okay, Pisces is good. Okay, beautiful. So anything else we should do to clear it out, like just to wrap it up? Tuning forks. My side's good.
Yeah, no, good.
Okay, so let's bang the tuning forks.
Give me the energy.
Beautiful. So do you have central on the right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to put central on my left and governing in my right. So let's do it. I get two times on my side.
Okay.
Okay, so ready?
Yep.
You want to go to the feet?
I do.
I'll go to the head. That's a good idea. Okay,
oh,
ready?
Awesome.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Beautiful. Wow, one more time. Beautiful.
How you feeling, Southern Hemisphere? I've been tired.
On the face that we gave.
Wow, she feels like the work we did. She feels good though. Lots of energy. See? Okay, beautiful. So let's wrap it up. So I think it's a new program for these bodies.
Yes. Oh, good one. Nice one.
Because it's bodies of
Yeah,
science,
yeah.
bodies of
That's
all bodies.
okay.
So,
These bodies now and
yeah.
welcome. These bodies is no longer necessary in the future. Hallelujah.
Yeah, exactly. Tiani, 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 bene, molto bene. Just gonna check the current point really quick. Yeah, we're good. Perfect. Gonna gonna close out the circuit when you're ready.
Yep.
Okay. All right. No, with the transmitted. Hold on a minute. So this is for the benefit of all life everywhere, without any negative consequences in all three tens and all tens dimensions. And should anything negative come out of this bouncing, you dissipate immediately where it came from, without any negative consequences in all three tens and all tens dimensions. Amen. Hallelujah. Nice. Okay, now I'm gonna bring Adriana back to herself. Okay. So we've closed the circuit.
Yay.
Good job.
Bene.
Grazie
Grazie.
mille.
Grazie.
Grazie
How
mille.
was that?
Pretty impressed.
Pretty
Pretty good.
good.
Yeah, we have the same. We have the same response over here.
Yeah. Of course, it's 9 o'clock at night here, so so Andrew will go to home to bed.
Here it's just about almost 1 o'clock. It's about 12:40, so
Oh, it's
nice.
Spritz o'clock.
Yeah. The clock. Well, thank you so much. It was really good, and I think it's really going to make a difference, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, so thank you so much. Mwah, and thank you.
Guys.
Awesome.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, ciao.
Ciao.